Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilators for Amtrue and Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake, comma, PA. On 5/7/24, Mrs. Palmer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction noted, nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/25/23, there's been no change period to paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Holcomb. This goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA on 5/7/24. Mr. Holcomb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/24/24. There's been no significant change period in paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is Margaret Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. This goes to Dr. Andre Miner. On 5/7/24, Mrs. Grimm performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. The patient achieved 519 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period to paragraph compression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Andrew Dusanenko, D-U-S-A-N-E-N-K-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/7/24, Mr. Dusanenko performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/21/22, there has been deterioration period. The paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing progression period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, S-T-E-P-A-G-N. Jeremiah, G-E-R-E-M-I-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/7/24, Mr. Jeremiah performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 2/1/24. There's been some improvement, period, to paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Woodrow Taylor. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/7/24, Mr. Taylor performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. And when compared to a prior study dated 5/18/23, there's been no change, period, to paragraph compression, normal study, period. Thank you.